Summer Internships, Working Abroad. 1. I really want to travel to a foreign country next summer, but I can't afford it. 2. I am trying to come up with some creative ways to take a trip for free. 3. Right. Good luck with that. 4. I'm serious. I hear there are organizations that actually pay people, especially students, for summer work. 5. What kind of work? 6. I am not exactly sure. They are called internships, and there are many different types. 7. Well, I'm sure you would have to have some kind of skill to get into a program like that. 8. I think in some cases, just having a strong interest in a particular field might be enough to be considered. 9. You really are a dreamer. 10. If anything like this exists, I'm sure the competition must be ferocious. 11. We'll see. If I don't try, I have no chance at all. 12. I am going to search under internships abroad. 13. It looks like there are quite a lot of these. 14. I see that not all of them are paid internships. 15. You mean that they expect people to work for free? 16. Isn't that called volunteer work? 17. Internships are about learning a practical skill or profession. 18. Sometimes they are part of a professional training which is done after classroom study or in conjunction with it. 19. Volunteer work is about helping people in need. 20. Volunteers are rarely paid, and sometimes people actually pay to do volunteer work. 21. My goal is to find a paid internship. 22. But what field do you want to work in? 23. I'm not sure. I can be flexible. 24. My real goal is to work abroad, get paid, and learn something all at the same time. 25. Here is a listing that I might qualify for. 26. What country is it in? 27. Let me see. It's in Holland. 28. Wouldn't you just love to get paid to teach Mandarin in Holland for the summer? 29. I bet there are more listings like this one. 30. Does the ad say anything about teaching experience? 31. It doesn't mention anything about experience. 32. Well, chances are they will give this kind of opportunity to an experienced teacher. 33. Maybe you should think about becoming certified to teach Mandarin to foreigners first. 34. That would take at least 1 year, and I want to go abroad next summer. 35. I am going to apply for this position. 36. They are in various fields like information technology, telecommunications, marketing, and banking. 37. It seems there are so many possibilities. 38. I am going to apply for as many of these internships as I can. 39. It looks like many of these internships are unpaid, so there must be stiff competition for the ones that are paid. 40. Here is one in Singapore for people who are interested in a career in the hotel industry. 41. I see now that in many cases they prefer students who are studying the particular field. 42. You are a marketing student, so you would be eligible for this one in Africa. 43. Sales-oriented student in economics or marketing, team up with Swahili native speaker to sell solar energy systems. 44. I think you should look into other possibilities for working abroad in case you are not accepted for an internship. 45. There are many other possibilities for working abroad. 46. You make it sound so easy. 47.
I don't say it's easy, but there are other opportunities besides internships.
48. There are even more possibilities for students. 49. It is even possible to get academic credit for some jobs. 50. Wow, here is a summer work travel program in France, and it's open to anyone from ages 18 to 35. 51. There are entry-level jobs in tourism and hospitality, stores, restaurants, and clerical positions. 52. Is it necessary to know the French language? 53. Of course. Otherwise, how could you function at any of these jobs? 54. Well, I don't have time to learn French. 55. Maybe I'll just have to forget about this idea. 56. Do you have any other ideas for working abroad? 57. Why not look into native English-speaking countries, since your English would be good enough to function on the job? 58. Some countries have created new work travel programs for students and recent graduates. 59. You can go for 4 months or longer, but you usually have to find your own job and perhaps pay a fee. 60. They do offer support, like discounted flights, and help with arranging job interviews. 61. It seems like these programs all have lots of red tape. 62. I wonder if there is a simpler way to spend a summer abroad working and traveling.